The unit is the Elma Hemodialysis Unit. The fax is 989-463-0359. The patient is Jay, J-A-Y, Galehouse, G-A-L-E-H-O-U-S-E. Date of birth, September 14th, 1948. History. Mr. Galehouse is a 64-year-old male patient who has been on hemodialysis in the Elma outpatient unit for several years. His last hospital admission was in August of 2007 for fluid overload with severe shortness of breath and wheezing. He has not required any complex outpatient procedures or has not had any hospital stays since that time. He's been very stable. He does not experience cramping or hypotension during dialysis treatments. His lab values are generally within normal range or very close, and he does not consume excessive fluids in between treatments. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, history of a DVT, hypothyroidism, secondary hypothyroidism, anemia of chronic kidney disease, COPD, insomnia, constipation, peripheral neuropathy, gastroesophageal reflux disorder, restless leg syndrome, and hyperlipidemia. Social history. The patient does not smoke cigarettes. He does still consume some alcohol, about 12 ounces per day, usually beer. Does not use illicit drugs. Family history, non-contributory. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications, Zocor 20 milligrams at bedtime, Tramadol 50 milligram, 1Q 8 hours PRN pain, Tums 500 milligrams, 2 at bedtime, Synthroid 2 24 micrograms daily, Requip 1 tablet at bedtime, 1 milligram, Renvela 800 milligrams with each meal, Prilosec 20 milligrams, 1 daily, Gabapentin, 100 milligrams TID, fish oil, 1,000 milligrams daily, Benadryl, 50 milligrams, 1 at bedtime, Dialyvite vitamins, 1 daily, Coumadin, 2 milligrams daily, Colace, 100 milligrams at bedtime, Cardizem, 120 milligrams, 1 daily, Ambien, 10 milligrams, 1 at bedtime, Albuterol, actually it's Proventil HFA inhaler, H like Henry, F like Frank, A like always. 2 puffs, Q, 4 hours, PRN, shortness of breath or wheezing. Review of systems. Head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat. The patient is slightly hard of hearing and wears glasses for reading and distance vision. Heart. Hypertension, hyperlipidemia, no current chest pain, no orthopnea, no oxygen use, except occasionally in the unit. Respiratory, a history of severe dyspnea in 2010 or 2011 requiring hospitalization, thought to be related to fluid overload, and no symptoms have been recurred since that hospitalization. Abdominal, positive for gastroesophageal reflux disorder and constipation, no history of rectal bleeding, no vomiting, no current nausea. Endocrine, history of hypothyroidism, no diabetes. Integumentary, within normal limits. objective, physical examination, general, alert, oriented, cooperative, vital signs, blood pressure, 134 over 80, pulse, 84 and regular, dry weight is 85.5 kilograms. Head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat are within normal limits. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension, and no bruise. Lungs are clear with bilateral equal excursion. Heart, S1, S2, regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs or extra sounds, no rubs. Abdomen soft, non-tender, normal active bowel sounds, no ascites. Extremities, no peripheral edema. He's got dark discoloration of the lower extremities, hyperpigmentation secondary to venous insufficiency. Skin, there are no ulcers or sores. Pulses are 2+ in all extremities. Neurological sensation and movement are intact in all extremities. Objective or assessment and plan, end-stage renal disease, on hemodialysis, currently stable. The patient will continue to dialyze for 3.5 hours in the ALMA outpatient dialysis unit 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. He will continue to receive Epogen, 2,200 units on Monday and Wednesday, Venofer, 50 milligrams once a week on Monday, and Hectorol, 5 micrograms on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And all of his routine medications will be continued. And this will be Mary Stunner, CNP, like certified nurse practitioner, / Jose Fuente, MD.